Hey everyone, welcome to your Harry Potter Lexicon Minute. I'm Steve Vanderark, creator and editor-in-chief of the Harry Potter Lexicon website. Did you ever stop to think about the strange relationship between the Weasleys and the town of Otteris and Ketchpole? Some of the folks in town must know about that odd house out there in the middle of the fields. It's only about a mile south of town, after all, and the burrow isn't invisible or unplottable or anything like that. Otherwise, Molly wouldn't have been able to order up 3 Muggle taxis to drive over to the burrow and take everyone to King's Cross Station in Chapter 11 of Goblet of Fire. She must have given them the address. So, the burrow is perfectly visible to Muggles in Otteris and Ketchpole, and since it's at least 5 stories high, it must stick up above the trees, too. Unless it's bigger on the inside than the outside, that could be likely now that I think about it. The Weasleys don't avoid the village either. The twins actually hang out around the town sometimes, flirting with the local girls. In Chapter 16 of Half-Blood Prince, they say, "We're off to the village. There's a very pretty girl working in the paper shop who thinks my card tricks are something marvelous, almost like real magic." And let's consider that incident with Molly Weasley, the telephone, and the Muggle taxis. According to Goblet of Fire, Molly, quote, "braved the telephone in the village post office," unquote, to hire 3 Muggle taxis to take everyone to King's Cross. Just as a side note, I expect that Ron also used that same public phone to call Harry during the summer of 1993 when he hollered into the mouthpiece and annoyed Uncle Vernon. Molly seems to be a little more comfortable with using it, although maybe not much, since she is said to have braved using the phone. But just think about that taxi ride. That's a distance of about 170 miles. It would take about 3 hours just to get to the outskirts of London, and at least another 45 minutes to get to King's Cross. All told, that would be at least an 8-hour day of driving with the meter running. The price for those 3 taxis to make that trip in return would be, well, astronomical. I expect Arthur liberated some Muggle money from the exchange at Gringotts to pay for them, which the goblins couldn't have been happy about. Other wizarding families in the vicinity of Otteris and Ketchpole include Xenophilius Lovegood and his daughter Luna. More about their house in a future podcast. But that's it for this Harry Potter Lexicon Minute. Want a great listening experience for this and all your podcasts? Give the Podbean app a try. They support us, and we're happy to support them. If you want to learn even more about the Weasleys in the Burrow, head on over to the Harry Potter Lexicon website at www.hp-lexicon.org. And don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. That's all for this time. Apparating out.